Hello guys, welcome back to the Discourse on Sanity's Corner. I'm right here today with my main buddies, Sabi People, Sprizzy, X Max the Sport.
You know what it is, X Max the Sport. Sprizzy X, I don't even know how to play it, you know what it is. I'm Sprizzy X, I'm right here, and we're here today again to come and, you know, just come and dissect things. We'll just talk, move blah, move yeah, you know, get high and talk shit about what is actually happening in our society and our environment as a whole. Yeah, and we still get Jacob Moore with us.
Hey, it's Banker.
Like you said, the cheatest banker. The cheatest banker you can ever see.
Good day, guys. I'm Jacob Moore by name. See Jacob Moore yesterday. Jacob Moore today.
And Jacob Moore forever.
Opa.
Jacob Moore, yeah. Jacob Moore, dear. Jacob Moore everywhere.
Yeah, stay tuned.
That's it. So today, guys, quick, let's dive into it. This Abakyari issue, you know, that it is something that is now rocking the internet, as in big one. Imagine an assistant commissioner of police who is found wanting, he's a drug baron. They said the Brazil Ethiopian route, himself, ACP Abakyari, and DCP. I can't even remember the other guy's name. They said he's at large now.
So in other words, we have another Pablo Escobar and Gustavo.
We did the
Nigerian.
But the funny thing is, like, I felt all those drug stuff is just like a makeup or like a script. They don't want us to extradite the guy.
Really?
Based on Hush Puppy case.
Yes.
It's a right subscript, man.
Oh, I thought the Hush Puppy case. I thought this was about the Hush Puppy case.
No. This is entirely NDLA issue.
It is with me.
So if they were to jail him here,
yes,
that means US
cannot
forget the case about
They can't jail him here. They said NDLA.
Really, you think that's what is going to happen?
Yeah, they do him now. Sure, you know, they pay for prison cell. You don't know. Look at this guy.
He's a police officer, so he knows how everything.
What are you saying? No, okay, let's say that's like the prison services. That's not handled by the police. But still, if you have money, sure, we've not heard stories of people that they take into cell, and at the end of the day, somebody else that they jail, blah blah blah, different ones.
But come to think about it now, Abakyari is super cop. Somebody most people who
wait, what?
A super cop.
How you call me? Up there is no super cop to me. Never, no Nigerian
was then,
police
was
officer.
Super cop then.
It was never a super cop to me. Though.
No, but
a lot of super cop.
Ah, a lot of arrests. Do you know how many awards Abakyari has?
Yeah, now you can see now. From all the fraudulent shit where him and all these other people don't do, where they don't come up with. Now, why did they give him the awards? Because he has been there, he has been their man, doing things for them. So, all those awards now reward. That's what this Nigerian politics game is about, man. They reward people with all these awards. Why can't regular people like us get the awards? It's because it's people that have done one kind of crazy ass thing to them. They look like, what will I pay you with?
You have shown your loyalty, man.
I'm going to place you with this shit. You said, you know, I give you something. That's what happens now. Even the post as commissioner of police or whatever he was, now based on something we don't want favor, the other we don't do for one person. That's what it is now. But now, man, I don't know. It's good that everybody's nyash is coming out.
That's the best thing. Everybody's nyash.
Everybody's nyash is coming out.
I've ever to fair at the idea.
A shower season. In your Oxlade. A shower season. Really, I did not even know that it was totally not connected. I thought it was tied, like it was based on that Hush Puppy matter.
No.
Wait. What day is Hush Puppy supposed to go to court?
I think it was postponed to April.
It was supposed to be Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but then it was postponed. So you think USA too?
No,
we found one thing. So
no, I'm just saying. No, we are Africans, bro. We're Africans.
Yeah, one of the things.
Only lot. Only lot. Tefa. Only lot. Tefa. Now.
I just hope US don't give up on that case.
They won't though. The fact that he's already extradited, first of all, he's not in Nigeria. That is for sure that.
But even if they give up on the case, I feel, I don't know. It's a myth. I hear it a lot that when US arrest
criminals,
they inject them. Yes.
Inject them.
Yes, now that I know of somebody then somewhere in Osun State. I don't know if you know him. He was arrested. He's a drug baron. He was arrested. Then from there, his head has never been undressed.
The same.
Yes.
They just killed him slowly.
So even when the case was not, they couldn't really put up a case against him.
I mean, sure the accusations,
something was just wrong with him.
Also, the case and the Obakiari case is very different. Like, they have a connection.
Because
US, they don't do.
US placed Abakari to be part of the syndicate.
US were following their actions.
Boko Haram syndicate.
No, of the Hush Puppy syndicate. It's a six-man team now. It's a six-man organization. So to them, Abakari too is part of the criminals.
The big criminal, not part of the criminal.
You can't take him out of the picture. That's it, and that's what he's trying to avoid.
Yeah.
That's like you saying, "Oh, you're spoiling his good name or something like that." I mean, that's bullshit.
But you can just imagine how much corruption is rotting into our system, into our country as a whole.
No. See, it's not how much it is, how much it has.
Yes.
This has been happening since when?
Yeah.
Since forever, even before independence.
So enough of that. I think we just have to sensitize ourselves, keep telling ourselves that we need to uphold the truth at all times. I don't know what else we need to do. And justice, there's no justice in this world. So we should always look for justice, but I don't think there's justice anywhere. We should just try and avoid, be safe. That's justice. Giacomo, let's go on Twitter now. Yes. Let's see what's trending.
We have First Cassidy, we have Bonner, NYSC, and we have Big Wiz. Well, I think we should go on first scarcity.
Imagine.
Why is first scarcity? That's a question of you to ask.
I met an Uber man like 2 days ago. We were discussing about first scarcity. You know, I was telling me like there's no way Buhari will not borrow that such big huge amount. Buhari is questioning for 2.3 trillion naira to settle the first subsidy. The man was telling me that if Buhari can't settle the first subsidy issue, then we have to buy pump at 400 per 1 liter. Like, so now who's gonna pay back
that money?
That 2.3 trillion.
Doesn't make any sense. You are not borrowing money to.
You are like borrowing money to pay off that loan.
You don't understand. Okay, the money you are now making from the fuel you are selling, where is it going into? Where is it going to? Where's the money now?
We are going to produce about 8,000 barrels of petrol almost every day. So,
where is it going to? Like, crazy things are happening. Like,
no, and Nigerians now, they're actually making fun of everything. Some are just saying, if you find Osman now, if you need to find Osman now, go to the filling station. I don't understand.
I don't understand. Just catch cruise, Sha.
Yeah, sure. And another thing, just like people are now trying to link this first scarcity issue to NEPA. Like, if we have a stable light, why should there be a queue for fuel?
Because most people are even buying this fuel to fuel their generator, not actually.
I don't understand. What kind of country is this?
Imagine.
You can't celebrate 24 hours light, steady light, like.
Nothing is working. Not as in health system, zero. Light,
like,
electricity,
like 2 days ago,
zero.
2 days ago,
water, zero.
2 days ago, I had to go outside two times to own my generator. Like, there will be light now in the next 30 minutes. Around 1:30 a.m.
Bam.
I have to go outside to own the gen. After 1 hour, light to come again.
Why?
I'll have to go and off the gen. Like, does it make any sense?
Why
earlier today when I got to
why is that person not sleeping?
Yeah.
That person
what did I say when they took the light? I said you just reminded us.
The
person switching that light. Why is the person not sleeping?
What joy?
That
Nepal official. Yeah. What joy is he getting from?
I don't understand.
You should be in your house sleeping at that point. The only people
there have to switch it and emergency. Why?
this country is full of.
See, imagine I'm in my late 20s and as well, don't you damn me, Timothy Daily, I hear Nigeria no smoke way up Nepal. There's something like up Nepal.
I don't understand. Ordinary Ghana.
Until now, we are still the same thing. Voice capacity from that time till now is still there.
How old are you?
Bro. Bro. For over 30 years, over 60 years, this is still the same thing.
Yes,
how long now?
Up Nepal.
How long?
You know, get up Nepal in a regular Niger lingua. Regular.
Because you are suffering from it. You know, why should he pass it on to the next generation also?
I see Yaradua on your
pass
screen.
It on, though.
Eh? I see Yaradua on your screen. Like, that's. See.
That seems like the only person.
Someone is saying on Twitter, like, worked. Like, he actually quoted Yaradua picture. Yeah. Like, may your gentle soul rest in perfect peace.
In perfect peace.
Like, I agree, man. Because this guy, he did like, he was the only person that would say, okay, actually.
The fuel pump was so less than.
He reduced it.
Our naira was like beginning to do well. Everything was seeming like.
You know, that was just
coming up.
This same Uber driver, I asked the guy, like, I need to understand something. Why are we devaluing naira? Dollar is having more power.
Yeah,
why?
You understand? Why don't we? Why
should we? Like, okay, we know we import everything.
Yeah.
We don't produce anything in this
even
country.
Foil,
anything. Even for yourself, we have to take it out.
From us.
Then we bring it back.
We
are not taking it out. We sell it to them. Then buy back. We are not taking it out. We sell it to them. Then buy back from them.
This looks like an example of a failed nation.
It is a failed nation. And Dangote refineries, the government has, you know, the monopolization of things between that said entity and the government is very funny. And what is happening about the refinery that has been under construction since all these days, like for all these years? I know Rome is not beating a day. But there's no update. There's no. And the refinery is supposed to be a government project.
Government happened to have their own refinery a couple of years in. I think 1999 when Obasanjo was there. What about four refineries that was four run by NNPC?
Yeah.
Then after some time, things just went
upside down.
Yeah.
And then the four refineries stopped working. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Imagine, would the government maintain these things? It is another question to ask ourselves.
Let's
that's why privatization.
If you're saying the government maintain it, let me give you a very big example. Look at the National Stadium.
Yeah.
At
Sule. Yeah.
At Sule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go there, go and see shit everywhere, grass everywhere.
Right, man. Yeah.
And someone is there somewhere collecting money for maintenance from the government pocket.
I thought it was under construction.
Every year. And nothing's happening.
I thought it was under construction.
Under what?
They've abandoned it.
Come on, check it out. But it's not in a very good state, I think. It's the Teslim Balogun Stadium that was refurbished by.
No, they closed it down one time.
They were using Teslim Balogun Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So they were National Stadium.
Yeah.
Construction, who by who? Which team? I don't know
what that time. There was a time they were demolishing and doing things and everything. So all of this demolition was just destruction for fun.
For nothing's sake. But nothing saying.
They've just like put a full stop to that place for no reason.
Imagine, just look at that in its own self. It's one complex to make a lot of money, a lot of money from.
They actually broke. They sent people out of shops and everything and broke down shops. I've not been there since then because I thought, mad by the time they will finish this.
It's
been years.
A plan could really be.
That most likely was in place. Been years now.
But nothing is going on now.
Guy, I'd like to visit there, you know, shoot something there because, you know, maybe even shoot something based on the state of it. Or, you know, just do something there because I've actually been seeing.
Yeah, that's right. I think we should just do that.
And I actually think that, is that actually National Stadium at the back? They are now allowing people enter because I knew they were not allowing people enter when you go to the point. Because I used to enjoy just going there randomly, you know. Watch biggest kids, like, you know, all this type of shit. It is a cool environment.
It's crazy, bro.
We'll find a way eventually out of this country, and hopefully we'll come back to make it.
I don't understand. Like the Uberman was telling me, the only option is just to abandon this country, because this country is gone.
Where's the line?
Like, nothing is working.
Nothing.
And people are there fighting for next year election. Like, they were shouting, like, next year, who are you voting for?
Who is
same
shit.
Same
set.
Same shit.
Did you see that 100-something-year-old woman declared that she's running for president? She declared that she too, she's running for president.
Really?
I ain't kidding, bro. I ain't joking around. I saw that tweet yesterday, you know, in a group I was in. Somebody posted it. I'm like,
I think that's just
right. Now we are going to
do these presidency things. People just come out, just fill their pockets, feel relevant.
That's what they do now. Shebi, I was watching one video right just before we got here, and the guy was actually making a content about a senator's house. And do you know the funniest thing? The senator's house was Dinu Melai, and he was glorifying all the expensive fucking cars that he had there that made it seem like, yo,
like everything he's supposed to have that thing.
Yo, let me show you what a Nigerian senator's garage looks like. He has this.
Public officer has all those things in poverty capital.
In a poverty stricken, poverty struggles like thunder.
The man was actually saying something about Tinubu.
Yeah.
We have to talk about this matter. The man was saying, like, you can still back Tinubu.
Who?
The Uber driver. He was saying he can still back Tinubu for presidency.
For presidency.
Like, he said Tinubu is kind of a person.
Yeah.
The way he was saying, I'm not campaigning for Tinubu or anybody.
He was saying,
like, Tinubu has the mentality of ruling mad people.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's saying the background is corrupt already.
Yeah, yeah. So Tinubu
if Tinubu can come up,
Tinubu is not going to change shit. I think
Tinubu is just going to look for more money. That's what Tinubu does best.
He don't manipulate Lagos,
manipulate
so many
again.
Businesses, we're supposed to be government businesses,
yeah,
to be your own. Yeah. If he now becomes the president,
private,
what do you think will happen?
A lot of businesses.
The
guest
landlord in Lagos State.
In fucking Nigeria, as a matter of fact, man, almost like Niga owns Lagos State. That Niga. Yeah.
we're getting there.
We take it one day at a time and see what happens.
You know, I don't
make everything on food. 2023 is still to come. Guys, get your PVC.
If you should listen to this guy on TikTok, Oba Solomon. He was saying, he was saying, 2023, everybody should forget election. Sit down. What is the way forward? What is the next thing?
It's not election.
I remember 2015, when they were first scarcity, or 2016, there was one guy on TV who was saying,
Everybody got a coup.
You don't want to say, like, Olowo, Talika. No. Everybody got die.
May everything end.
You don't understand, because this doesn't make any sense.
Where are we headed? What are we doing with all of this bullshit? Like, the country is not helping you. It's not encouraging with any sort of resources. It is taking every single thing from you. Good thing. Although it shouldn't have happened in the first place. Why would you say, oh, you have power enough, you are banning the social media network? Why should that does not happen in the same country? And now you bring it back and you're telling us that you're supposed to be grateful and glad and whatnot. Nigga. Take your head out of your ass. Like, it almost be like saying, now you didn't talk, say some people be leaders of tomorrow. Make our mama will push it. What they look at them. Well, you people, what the fuck are you doing? You people are not doing anything. You are just doing bullshit. And at the end of the day, the most you do is kill somebody and you think, oh, you've won. It does not make any sense. You have not won. You have not won. That's the truth. You have not won. You don't have blood on your hands. I swear. You are just on a power trip and you just have blood on your hands at the end of the day. Someday you are going to fucking realize that's the truth. Hitler did worse than this and he realized it himself. Plenty of people did worse and they realized it themselves.
So why don't you just live to be good? Why don't you just impact the life of people around?
See, the thing is that
make the country better.
There are some psychopathic set of people that, and it's generational. The thing is, there are some things that they see like as normal. All of that shit is normal to them. It's like that's the kind of world them they were born into. So that's how it's not subjugate people. It doesn't know, like they don't know, they don't understand anything different from that thing they know. That, like, oh shit, I'm doing good. No, when you get the post, this is what you're supposed to do. Take money,
enjoy. Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to do. That as in, it's not, it's like office. It's like going, when you get a job, when you go to work, this is what you're supposed to do at work. That's just what it is like today.
I remember that song. Parents, listen to your children.
Bam, bam, bam. We are the leaders
of tomorrow. We keep shouting. We keep shouting, they're not hearing us.
And they pay our school fees.
I don't understand. Like,
but good thing we learn, no con. It is what it is in country. We hopefully are just going to live with it.
We are not going to hopefully. It is not what it is, bro.
Okay.
What's going to happen now is that we're all going to try our possible fucking best. I needed to sweat to get our PVC.
That's one.
That's what we just. That's first point of call. Call of point.
Get your PVC. Get your PVC. Get your PVC.
Get your PVC.
Get involved.
That one power you get. That's one power that I have first of all. Another power that we know that we don't have. That we know they will try to come and bully us. But the truth is, if we stand together as one, if we all stand together as one, we are not looking at it as, oh shit, I support this one, I support that one. We all stand together as one.
And make money, no push us.
Bro, you fit collect their money, do wetin you wan do.
Shoye.
Violence.
Shoye.
Now, we Sorosoke generation collect their money, collect do wetin dey your mind. You get me?
You collect get their loyalty money. To such kind of money.
You no get. Collect and chop and use and flesh.
No, you won't talk say you
go
know
outside.
Because once you say you know one, they know you are against.
So be like their friend. What's that saying? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. You go tell them say yes.
You don't understand. You know what you're going to do.
You know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to do.
Let's get involved, as in guys.
See. Let them. They want to take us on. Let them take us on, and we use that taking us on against them. You don't understand. We use that money to fund our own propaganda against them.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying?
Uh-huh.
Are you with me?
So that's it. That could be the bit on the discuss for this week, and next time we'll be catching you guys. Yeah, Rice Prizzy, you're going to be here.
Yeah.
Check them
out. Right here.
Yeah, I'm here.
You didn't give us your piece for the last beat. For the last beat. Like, what do you think about Nigeria? What's the way forward?
Bro, there's nothing like change in this Nigeria. Nothing is changing. Same shit.
Same
since 1960.
Before 1960.
You don't understand?
Yes.
Like it's like how will I put it? Like, we know our problem.
Yeah.
But
we don't have a solution to it.
We can't face it. Like, okay, let's go back to all these politicians that has big companies, some generator companies and all that.
Yeah.
Like, if they should stop importation of
generator,
then face our lights. Things will be better now. But nobody's ready to talk about it. Because some big man is up there.
He's importing generator
and they can't spoil his business.
Mm.
You don't understand.
And some big men are selling
petrol. So if we should even look at it,
if we
should even look at it, it is even better for us to go back to slave trade itself. We should not be a slave. Yes, we should not be a slave. It's now people like me now be able to go to Europe for slave trade, but we are here in our country suffering in our own country. Guy.
You're a king now. A king in your own country.
Come on, Nigeria is gone. No.
And Iban.
Just a dead name.
Hopefully
one day.
I only see more reason why the Igbos, they are fighting for referendum. Like, it's not working. This marriage is not working. Let everybody go on their way.
It's possible.
It's not working.
It's possible. We all can live without, like, Nigeria as one. And we can live together more peacefully as neighbors. That's the truth.
Yeah.
It's not even about the love for your brother. This is not about the love for your brother. It is about that togetherness of your ethnicity working together for the same thing. That understanding. Now you are joining roughly like
250 ethnic groups.
Let's even remove the subgroups now. Let's focus on
the major three,
and you are trying to force. This one has a different idea. Mm-hmm. Why are you, I don't like to really talk about this.
I do say it that I think the foundation of Nigeria in itself is the problem. Look at our constitution. Look at everything that binds us together is faulty. So probably we are for Kai Shetun Sha. That's the end of our show for this week, and we'll be catching you. Miles just came in, so we're going on Miles Podcast right now.
Hey, yo, you can catch us on Miles Podcast. What was the name of that podcast?
This is Sanity's Corner. And we're going on Miles with
Matters
from Miles now. Yeah. So guys, until next time, I will be here. We still here. Peace out. Catch ya later.
You know what it is.
See.